about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
And we are on live and in color. Good evening, everyone. Nice to be back live here at these microphones. And, well, on this Tuesday night, well, there's a lot going on, as you can imagine. And late in the program, the last half hour, we have tentatively scheduled to hear from Ted Pike once again. I know he's been on with John Stadtmiller and others and me as well, but we have an emergency alert on the so-called hate crimes bill, which has been voted out of committee in the Senate. And time is running out. Action is needed now. And we are going to defeat this one way or another, but we're going to have to defeat it if we intend to keep our freedoms here on radio and across the landscape in America. But meanwhile, we have John Clark back from vacationing. I shouldn't say really vacationing, but traveling across the U.S., in and out of the country. And he has so much to update us on. John Clark is with immigrationcontrol.com, Americans for Immigration Control. And good evening, John.
Good evening, Rick. How are you
good
doing?
To have you back, John.
Yeah, glad to be back.
Are you there,
pretty,
sir?
Pretty tired.
There you are. Hey, it's good to hear your voice again, John. It's been a long time.
Years. Sounds like you have a little cold there.
Well, new sinuses once again, you know. But,
yeah, I know how that is.
That's typical. But anyway, good to hear you back. And I know that since we last spoke, you had mentioned you'd be traveling across the United States and back and forth to California and various cities, D.C. again. And you might want to tell us tonight about what you have learned about this big plan of George Bush's and the Democrats to try to ram through this amnesty program for invaders in the United States.
So. Well, I am going to Washington, D.C. Monday to try to build up a coalition to stop this amnesty in the House if we can. The reason why I was traveling is our new film is out, America, Rule of Law or Anarchy. I'm sorry, I had a memory lapse there for a second.
Yeah.
Rule of Law or Anarchy is the name of the film.
I can't wait to see it.
And I went out to California about a month ago, showed it to groups, and there were people there that asked me if I'd come out and show it to their groups. They were so shocked by what they saw in the film. And the shocking thing in this film is that, and something the media, national media, is not going to tell you, is that since 9/11, 27,000 American citizens have been killed, murdered by illegal aliens. 27,000. That's not including the ones that have been killed by drunk drivers. 1 million sex crimes have been committed by illegals, mostly on minors, in the last 10 years. That's the National Sex Crimes Institute of Atlanta, Georgia. They were just shocked. When I show the film, people just sit there. There's no applause. They just they're stunned. They see the pictures of the people that have been killed. Three little kids. Two of them were beheaded because their parents didn't pay the drug smuggler the smuggling fee. These are the people that George Bush want to keep bringing into this country. I mean, these are the you know, the people of family values, and bringing in drugs, bringing in diseases, bringing in corruption.
Can MS-13. You believe it? All right, we'll be back. John Clark, my guest. Stay tuned, John. Right after the break, we'll be moving full steam ahead with the amnesty proposal for illegals and much more. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back with John Clark, who has, as he just said, completed his latest video production on the amnesty plan that is being proposed by the criminals in Washington, D.C., who have shown absolutely no regard for law, American law, her constitution, her boundaries, and protecting American interests. And so, John, as you just were pointing out, people are not going to believe some of the things that have been recorded and shown in your video. What kinds of graphics can we look forward to if we order the video?
Well, like I said, a picture on some of the victims, park rangers, policemen, children.
Yep.
There was a woman who had two deaf daughters, were both violently raped by three illegals, and one of the girls has cerebral palsy.
Mm.
These are the things you don't hear about. And the other graphics you're going to see in this, the arrogance of these people in Southern California saying, Whitey, get out, and yet they're calling us a racist.
Yep.
They're going to kill all the gringos. They're going to take back. This is their continent. It's been their continent for 40,000 years. And they're going to do everything they can to get rid of the gringo. You know, friends of mine who speak Spanish listen to them all the time, and they're always saying the same thing, these dumb gringos.
Yep.
And that's exactly what we are by allowing these politicians, let these vermin just take over in Los Angeles. Now, when I was out in Los Angeles, I was asked to speak at a press conference in downtown Los Angeles at the police department at the MacArthur Park.
Yes, I heard that, yes.
Now,
How did it work out?
Well, just before we went on, there was a press conference held by the illegals, and as usual with the baby waving, the illegals with their kids standing there.
They love the children.
And these slick lawyers, saying we're going to sue the police department. The mayor and the chief of the mayor, who's a Reconquista, as I think everybody knows. But the police chief has now suspended all 60 of a elite squad of policemen. What the media didn't show is these policemen were pelted with rocks. They were pelted with frozen Coke cans. This is for a half hour or an hour before. Now, they were told to disperse by helicopter and by bullhorn. And the reason why they say that they didn't disperse, it was said in English. I mean, this is, I mean, it's to the point where it's ridiculous. This is the United States of America. And if people want what's happened in Los Angeles and in southern Florida to happen, well, don't do nothing. Just sit on your chairs, watch your TV, drink your beer, and believe me, it'll be all over before you know it. You won't have to do a thing, right? You won't have to lift a finger.
That's right.
The only hope we're going to have is in the House again, and the only hope we're going to have is a coalition of Democrats to stop these vermin from passing the House. Now, there are some that have been wavering in the Senate that I thought were on our side. My film has been circulated in some members of the Senate that may help. They when they saw it, they said, wow, this is dynamite. And I said, well, you know, we're always hearing about these poor illegals dying in the desert and so on. They don't have to die in the desert. Stay home. And then killing all these American citizens. I mean, 27,000 Americans since 9/11 have been killed by these illegals, these criminals.
Yep.
And now they're attacking Lou Dobbs. They're going to try to make him like the IMUS. And here we go with Southern Poverty Law
The ADL
Center.
Is attacking him, the Jewish
group. The ADL,
groups.
Southern Poverty Law Center. Yep. In fact, my friend Barry Weinstein and myself and a few others are probably going to have a press conference in New York City opposing the ADL and the lies they perpetrate on the American public, on the American Jew.
Well, that's good.
And and also the Southern Poverty Law Center. Lou Dobbs, I think, is now aware of what the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're anti-American. They hate America. They're lefties. The ADL, the Catholic Church. You know, you got Cardinal Phony Mahoney Baloney. Why is he for amnesty? Because he's the president of Catholic Charities. What is Catholic Charities? It's $1.5 billion in federal and state taxes from you and me for the destruction of our country. These people hate us, and they keep using the race card. You'll also see Mayor Barletta in this film from Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
Lou Barletta, yes.
You'll see Sheriff Jones from Butler County, Ohio. He puts them in chains. He's got a sign out in front of his jail that says illegals this way, pointing towards the jail. The ACLU has gone after him. You'll also see District Attorney John Morganelli from Pennsylvania. In this film. And they're all saying the same thing, help. We need help. We're trying to get the law enforced, and our government is stripping us because these groups are, a lot of these groups are funded by our own government, by your tax dollars.
Directly and indirectly.
You know, it's obscene. Wake up, America. Like, you know, Terry Anderson, you stupid Americans. You know, he's absolutely right. You're stupid. You're just allowing this government to just walk all over you, and you're thinking, oh, this will continue, you know, the beer. But now the coup de grace is coming. That's the gas prices. That'll do in a lot of the middle class.
Yeah, and by the way, I received your email on the May 15th gas out, if you will, but hopefully that won't burn out before it happens because, you know, we just saw the reports today that despite the rapid increase in prices and just another 10 cents in the last week here where I come from, that most people are driving as much, if not more now, than they were a month ago, and it seems to have absolutely no effect on them. They are numb to it. They are desensitized. And that is a very scary thing, John, because that tells you something.
People need it to survive, okay? People are having to travel further and further. A lot of people have to get out of the inner cities because of the crime of violence. So now some people are driving 200 miles a day. There are people in California.
That's
like
crazy.
San Francisco. They're driving from Sacramento to San Francisco to work. They're trying to get away from the crime.
That's absurd to have to live like that. And that's what we've become, an imprisoned camp, a population inside of a prison in our own nation.
And we're out there busy, you know, paying taxes, supporting these illegals, and they're all criminals. Now, Lou Dobbs said that, you know, they can be deported. Of course they can be deported. You know, they got here, deport them. EVS, Employer Verification System. But believe me, you see this film, or people see this film, you'll change your mind completely. I mean, every time I see it, it's very difficult for me to talk after the film.
As soon as you get us copies up here, my friend and myself, Garen Green and Rick Adams, are going to be airing them on our respective TV programs. So Garen appreciates it, and I appreciate it. We're going to get the word out, John. So as soon as I get them, we'll work.
If you could email me your address, I will. Tell me, and I'll get that right off.
And you send a couple of different copies, because we're going to be airing them on a number of TV programs and get the word out. Now, here in Rhode Island, during the May Day celebration, the Communist Internationale, and the protests that took place around that time, we saw an incredible, I had an eyewitness who actually went there and took pictures of them at the State House, and he said the crowd was incredibly small this year compared to last year. And I know some people are saying, well, that's because they're all afraid to come out. The Gestapo's out to get them and separate them from their children and tear them apart and everything and blah, 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 blah. The reality is that they know. Right now they sense an awakening on the part of many Americans that we're not going to tolerate it anymore, that the American public is angry, and the people in Congress are going to find out just how angry they are this year. This year and next year are critical years.
That's the only reason why it hasn't been passed, because the Democrats, I thought for sure, were going to get right in there. And with the, and George Bush, a lot of people in Congress feel that George Bush engineered the Republican loss just so he could get this amnesty.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we have in the White House.
Yep.
You know, Karl Rove and these neocons. It's just the only reason that why they're not is the American public is saying, hey, you know, almost Lou Dobbs, Glenn Beck, yourself, you know, Nationals now are getting on it. One time it was just Bill O'Reilly and Fox, and you know, I never thought I'd see on the, you know, Communist News Network, CNN, somebody like Lou Dobbs, but there he is out there talking about it all the time. Now he's being attacked. They're going to do everything they can to yank him, the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU, whatever they can. But people should go out to Los Angeles and just see how arrogant these people are, just complete arrogance that they own this. They deserve that. That's their land, and we're the invaders. We're the ones that came from, you know, Europe. They're telling us, go back to Boston. And like I said, you see this film. I really urge your listeners to get this film. Go to our website or get it from you. You know, you can always get it, get films through us. And like I said, every time I show it, and I'm the one that made the film, it's hard for me to even talk after. It's just that emotional to see little kids beheaded. Yeah, it doesn't show that. But it just shows that they were beheaded.
Yes.
And the little girls raped, you know, have... cerebral palsy and they're deaf. It's just beyond me that these politicians are so callous. I mean, some of them don't know. Some of them actually don't know. They're surrounded by the moat, which is the Potomac River. You know, they're living in their castles. All they care about is that they have that office and they want to stay there. And if they don't play the game, they're not going to stay there.
Well, let's hope that they're not going to stay there if they're indeed selling out as they have. The way to get on the forum, ladies and gentlemen, is www.immigrationcontrol.com. Right, John?
Right. And at this film, because there are four other films up there that I started making in the last 5 years, they're all very different. But I think this one here is probably the most powerful. America, Rule of Law, or Anarchy. That's
right.
The film you want to get.
Okay, we'll be right back. We'll take some calls for John Clark, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, 1-800-313-9443. Jump aboard early. We'll be right back with more.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
And we are back with John Clark, my guest. 800-313-9443. We always have new listeners who are joining us, waking up to the media control and the total lack of objectivity, total lack of honesty and integrity now that has been demonstrated by the media just on this one subject alone. Let me take a call for you, John, as Jim in Texas is next. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Rick. How you doing tonight?
All right. Okay. Thank you.
And John, I believe I've talked to John before.
Yes, you have. You have.
Because I blab a little too much, but the point is that people have to stop and think. There's a highway patrolman in Tennessee, 26 years old, stopped two illegal aliens, got his brains blown out. Okay, the two young girls, I believe was in Maryland, 16 and 17 years old, killed by an illegal alien drunken driver. It's all over the United States, everywhere. I think there was a case in Rhode Island, too. If I remember vaguely, there was something happened.
The two young girls, the two kids that I was talking about beheaded, that was in Baltimore, Maryland, but they were only about 7 years old. There was another case.
I'm thinking about, they were 16 and 17. They were killed by a drunken driver, illegal alien.
Well, we had the case.
So many, the 27,000 figure is the figure I'm using just on the ones that have been murdered.
Yeah, and that's outdated.
That killed by drunk drivers. That's another 13 a day. 12 Americans a day are killed, murdered by illegal aliens another 13 a day are killed by drunk drivers.
Right, right. Well, here in Rhode Island, we had the state police a while ago stop this van that had been loaded with illegals from Guatemala.
Right, right.
And, of course, immediately the howl went up. The ACLU is all upset that these people, just because they were illegally in the country, they have rights. They have the rights that all American-born citizens have, and they should be afforded those courtesies and privileges and so forth. And, of course, bills have been sponsored in the legislature now to stop that sort of harassment of these innocent little darlings that come across the borders illegally.
Right. Just because you have 13 people in a six-passenger van, that's no reason to be stopping somebody.
No, absolutely not. That's definitely a plan of hatred and bigotry. There's no question about it. It is evil. We shouldn't enforce the laws. We shouldn't protect our citizens and innocent people, pedestrians, innocent children who might be raped. No, that would be going too far. You're right, John.
Well, Rick, I have to correct you. Our laws are being enforced, but only against American citizens.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in those cases, they're not even laws. I mean, they're statutes. But, you know, what you say is absolutely true, John. But those statistics now are dated. I mean, we're seeing an ever-rapid increase in the number of fatalities, the number of people killed by drunken driving, DUI, these drug assaults, these murder of police, murder of citizens, kidnapping, these coyotes on the run. It's out of control.
Even worse, Rick, I believe it was the mayor of Denver had an illegal alien employee of his who murdered a policeman in Denver and ran off to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody says, wait a minute, these politicians are all as phony as the day is long.
Well,
there's something wrong here.
Hey, look, it's do as I say, not as I do, as the governor of New Jersey said, right? I mean, hey, the law is for the little people. It's not for us.
But nobody gets it. How do all these people keep voting for these two parties when they should know?
Well, you see, now, I won't say that.
I've gone over this with the voting on previous shows with Rick on the ES&S and Diebold voting machines. But not only that, the illegal aliens have been voting en masse for many, many years.
That's right. That's right.
Thanks to Bill Clinton. They cannot ask their citizenship status at the voting.
Well, get the motor voter bills and all
voter,
of them.
Which
yeah.
is Bill Clinton when he gave 1 million immigrants citizens, no background checks.
Mm-hmm.
But the illegals are voting in our elections. That's why the Democrats want this, because that's their voting block.
Right.
And then the Republicans want it because the corporations want it. I know a friend of mine who's in the Senate. He says he gets a direct phone call from the president of Intel saying, hey, send me more workers. I need more workers. Bill Gates openly goes down to Mexico and says, send us more workers.
Sure.
This man, Bill Gates, tried to destroy our immigration bill many, many years ago. He was paying a lobbyist $10,000 a month to destroy our immigration bill so he could keep bringing in H-1B workers. We have plenty of Americans who'll do these jobs, but they just can't work for these wages.
For the love of money.
Right. And greed and avarice is the name of the game, and the politicians are the epitome of the term greed and avarice. That's all they care about is their own jobs, and they don't. Bush don't even care that he's ruining his own party. He couldn't care less.
Look,
well,
George,
Bush, as soon as he came on the scene, it was the beginning of the end.
That's right. Big trouble.
President.
Sure.
Memos went out to. I was there when I saw the memos. Went out to congressmen that I knew saying, "Do not touch immigration." It was all downhill from then. They are bending arms. They are promising them anything and doing this. And their main goal, again, is the destruction of the middle class of this America. And if you don't believe me, go to the gas pump and see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Before the election, remember the gas was down to 220. Now look
right.
where it is.
But the point is, when you get people that are so bought and paid for that they'll completely destroy their own political party to get the objectives that their puppet masters tell them that that's their objective, then there's no hope for the system.
Well, I keep telling people, I've been telling people wherever I've spoken around the country, I've been saying it for years, and people got upset at me. I've spoken at Republican groups. They got upset at me. I said, the government that we have is no longer for the people.
All right, stay where you are. I'll be right back. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Okay, and we're back continuing now. I didn't want to cut you off in mid-sentence there, John, but what you were saying, certainly you've said before on this program, and I've said it, and I think we all realize it now. As far as the political establishment is concerned, they cannot do anything unless the American people demand an about-face. They're not going to do what's right. They're going to do what's expedient. And when it becomes expedient, the American public, to tell them what they need to do, or they're out on their ears, then they'll do it. And that's where we're at now. We're at that point now. It's do or die, John.
Well, you can say that again. You know, we keep saying it, and it just keeps getting worse. And I know mine, who's been involved for many, many years, a very wealthy person, has told me, he said, John, I'm about ready just to hang it up. He says, Americans are just not standing up. He says, I'm getting tired of fighting this. You know, it's just a handful of people that have stymied them for many, many years, Barbara Coe being one, and others that have run out of money, that have passed on. There was a Ruth Coffey, a little old lady in Southern California who really became a whistleblower on this. All she had was a little typewriter. She spent her Social Security money trying to warn people to this many years ago. She's dead now, and people don't even know what she did. Again, this is not poor little migrants coming across the border to fill jobs that Americans don't do. That is utter nonsense. This is a battle between good and evil, because this is the Communist Party, and people that want to see the demise of this country that are using immigration. They're using the system against us. Poor Barletta, Mayor Barletta up there is trying to defend his town. All of a sudden they see people shot in the face in broad daylight in the middle of the town up in the mountains in Pennsylvania. Little girls raped.
Never happened. Never happened before. Never happened 10, 15 years ago.
And then trying to defend the city, and then the ACLU sends 23 lawyers. Well, I'm telling people out there that if you get a Republican Party, Democratic Party, any politician that wants you to send a donation, send it to them in pesos. and you know, let's give them a little of their own. You have to be creative. You know, I say, don't depend on your government. You've got to do it yourself. You've got to be creative. And then he said, what do you suggest? I said, well, be creative. Start thinking for yourself. Start doing things. I do the films because the old saying, a picture's worth a thousand words. I've talked until I'm blue in the face, but until they see the actuality of the film, what's happening, then they go, oh, my God. This
one is video is worth a thousand words or more.
They go, this is really going on? Yes, it's really going on. I've been at it for 13 years. Barbara Coe's been on the front lines down there trying to, save America. She's tired. I don't know how she does it. John Vincent, Terry Anderson, Jesse Peterson, Bill King. I mean, these are people that have been at it for many years. A lot of them have fallen by the wayside. They just can't take it anymore. I get down so much sometimes I feel like, I can't do this anymore. But then what's the alternative? There is no alternative.
That's right.
Nobody will take up the slack.
Mm-hmm. Jim, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with
you. Okay, you've been listening patiently. Now, go ahead if you have a final thought before we move along.
Yeah, the thing is that most people don't realize.
Hello?
Yeah, who's Doug?
What happened? What happened to Jim? Wait a minute. Hold on, Doug.
Am I gone?
Okay, Jim, you're on. I think some loose fingers might have hit the wrong button.
Kind of sounds like it, but
all right.
The one thing I wanted to bring up is this is only a small part of the big picture. This whole thing started in 1965, and it started in Europe. Western Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand.
It
was this the same time it was implemented all over white Western civilization at the same time.
We all have
the same problem, and people don't understand this.
And you said that in the previous show, and you're right about that.
This you have to see the big picture to see these people are the same people that are doing this to us and all of white Western civilization, and they're doing it for a purpose, and they're achieving their purpose. That's my last thought of the night.
I agree with you, by the way.
He can comment on it if he wants to or not.
Sure. It's part of it definitely is a pattern here, and we see these same neocons, these same globalists, these same Zionists who want to pollute, if you will, Western Europe, Western culture, and America, bring in everything from all over the world. All of the world's problems somehow are America's responsibility.
And destroy us in the process.
That's right, is to dilute and destroy the culture. And when you've destroyed the culture and the middle class, what do you have left, Jim?
Rio de Janeiro.
Boom. See you later. Thank you. All right, John. You ready for another call, John? All right, now I'm really, my visceral juices are really moving. Okay. 800-313-9443. John Clark is my guest, his new video out, and you definitely want to avail yourself of the opportunity to get the video. All right, Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Hi, John.
Hi, Doug.
The G word, the gringo word, doesn't scare me half as bad as the other G word, the goyim word. The people that hate us, that call us goyim, have control of all the money in the world, and they have power, and they're using the other G word, gringo word, against us. In other words, they promulgate our little conflicts by opening the borders and control. Little people that come over here and mow the lawn, put a new roof on your house.
Doug, I'm going to have to correct you here because this is the propaganda that's put out by the opposition saying they only come over here to cut the lawns and pick the lettuce and everything. That is utter nonsense. They are taking jobs all across the whole spectrum, and if they're not the illegals taking this, the H-1B workers, they've lowered the wages. They brought in poverty. It's called importing poverty. But all across construction jobs, the next film I'm doing is going to show each sector around the country how the wages have gone down. They're not picking lettuce here. I mean, if we had American citizens out there picking lettuce, you know, they said it would go up. You'd have to pay $3 for a head of lettuce or $4 or whatever it is. That's baloney. It'd go up maybe 20 cents. All they have to do is raise the wage $1 an hour. These raids that they've been doing, 220,000 have been taken out of the country. What the media doesn't show you, a line of Americans outside for these jobs. These are plants, different plants. These aren't people picking lettuce like you just said, cutting lawns and everything. That's propaganda. Don't believe that for 1 minute.
No, I don't disagree with you at that point. What I'm saying is, who controls the media in this country? The illegal alien migrant workers, or
you're right, Doug. They are being used. They're being used by the Chinese, the communists. They're used by the globalists, and it's not all Jews. You know, my hackles go up when I hear all Jews are bad. They're not. My friend Barry Weinstein, whose parents were in the Holocaust, is fighting immigration. Mm-hmm. He's called an anti-Semite by the ADL because of his views on the illegal immigration. There are blacks that are called, Uncle Tom, because of their, their views on illegal immigration, and they don't go along with the destruction of this country. So it's not a broad stroke of people saying that they're all bad. There are a certain group of people.
Well, I think what he's saying is it's the supremacists, the Jewish supremacists,
right,
who don't want any criticism whatsoever, know they run the foreign policy and domestic policy of the United States. And so far they're unscathed because they are protected by that canard of anti-Semitism. They know they can escape any criticism because as soon as anyone criticizes their control over the suicidal policies of this nation, they will be branded as such. And they know that.
The blacks use the term racist, and the Mexicans use the same term. Well, I should say illegals.
Yeah.
And they use that to disarm you, so they can do whatever they want.
That's exactly what they've been doing. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is notorious in this
regard. We call it the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Doug, anything else?
Well, I want to tell you, I've learned a whole lot, Rick. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much for your support in Texas.
Keep it honest.
You bet.
Doug.
Okay, Doug. Thank you. All right, 1-800-313-9443. And let's see. Let's go to Stan in Idaho now. Hello, Stan. You're next on the program with John Clark.
Hey, Rick. Hey, John. How
good.
Are you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Good. I wanted to show you how what the last caller was saying is exactly right on target. I happened to get a book by John Kennedy, was written by John Kennedy and also by his brother Robert, and then it was published in 1964. This book was used by what I refer to as the Jewish supremacists, the same one that that refer to Barry Weinstein as an anti-Semite. They put out a book called A Nation of Immigrants. Okay, I mean, there was a book put out, and it was published by the ADL.
Yes.
Okay? Now, I don't know if John knows that, but this is where we get these slogans, just like the melting pot. We are in the melting pot. This is not in our Constitution.
That's right.
That comes from a Zionist by the name of Israel Zangwill, who wrote this around the turn of the century. We need to understand how this is being orchestrated, and a good example, like I said, is this book called A Nation of Immigrants, and this is what was used to ram through the immigration law in 65.
That's right.
They were using the dead body of John Kennedy to sell this to the public. You know, we need to do this for John. And this is how despicable these people are.
Then
Senator Ted Kennedy was the one that said, under no circumstances will this immigration law affect the ethnic balance of this country. He's a lion sack of you-know-what.
Ted Kennedy is there because they think he's John Kennedy. This man has done more damage to this country than almost any other single individual in this country. Ted Kennedy is still up there. He's a murderer. He should be in prison. And, thanks for making me aware of that, Stan. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, I wanted to mention one other thing, John. When you go around the country, a friend of mine is going to be giving a speech this week to the local Republican Party in Coeur d'Alene. And there's two books that I ordered for her through Amazon.com. And anybody that's listening tonight can order these two books. One is A Nation of Immigrants, and I paid about $10 for it through Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is called A Colony of the World, written by Clean Gene, former Senator of Minnesota Eugene McCarthy. He says the United States is being colonized by the world. So, John, A Colony of the World is another book that you could hold up in a speech, along with A Nation of Immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
These two books, written by two people, are both of them Democrats, telling us about how this immigration mania got started during the 60s.
I sent you a couple of my films, Stan, and I think not the last one, the one before, it was called Immigration or Colonization. That was the name of the film, which you can still get at our website. I'm pretty sure you saw that, and I will be getting you a copy. I've just been on the road, and I just haven't been able to get any. Well, I've gotten a few out, but
sure.
You want as soon as I can, along with Rick.
Sure.
And I just hope you pass it on. That's the main thing. Let people know what's really going on with this, these murderers, these criminals in this country. And, of course, they're being manipulated. The Red Chinese are manipulating them. You know, I think they cut a deal. The communists and the globalists, hey, we'll take this, you take that.
That's the way it works.
The fifth column, fifth column of Red Chinese in this country, the fifth column of Mexicans in this country.
People have no idea.
Every time I go to Washington, D.C., I go, is this a Muslim city or what? I mean, it's just...
We got the Russian mafia, which is largely Israeli. We've got the Chinese factor, the Mexican government. We've got all kinds of governments.
We've got the Caribbean gangs.
Yeah. Pirates and so
it's
forth.
It's ridiculous.
No, this country is really under full attack. There's no question about it. And it's happening because the government in Washington is the problem.
And what I wanted to let people know down in the South, they think it's just a Mexican thing. I got this from, I think it was Virginia Abernathy this week, that Nashville is now the most, is getting more immigrants
per capita
than any other place in the United States.
Immigrants, I hope you're not talking about legal immigrants
I'm talking about legal. I'm talking about people, they're just, before they used to let them just come in through the major cities, and now we're just getting flooded. And as we well know, legal immigrants provide safe harbor for illegals.
I know. And again, Stan, I have to draw the line for the simple fact that the opposition calls them undocumented immigrants. First off, the illegals are not undocumented. They are illegals.
Right.
And in fact, when I talk around the country now, give speeches around the country, I say do not call them undocumented. Do not call them immigrants. In fact, don't even call them illegal aliens anymore. Call them invaders.
Just as an aside, and I mentioned this to Rick when I was on the last time, that I was enrolled in a journalism class at North Idaho College, and I was going to present things from a European-American perspective. Well, about the second week I was in the class, professor mentor told us that he held up this sheet and gave it to us, to all of us. He says, when you're referring to illegal aliens in print, you have to say illegal immigrant. This is the Associated Press style book. This is why every person who works for a newspaper in the United States, for the major newspapers, I mean, you know, city and town newspapers, always say illegal immigrant, because that's what the Associated Press...
Alien.
No, but I'm talking about print media.
Right.
This is the Associated Press guidebook. You have to do that if you want to get their Associated Press stories in your newspaper.
Mm-hmm. They're not immigrants. My wife is an immigrant, and people that are doing it legally or attempting to are saying, why do it legally?
Right.
When illegals get free medical, they're getting services that American citizens can get, and Americans are paying for it. They're paying for their own demise.
Outrageous. All right, Stan.
All right,
thank you, Brother Stan. We'll
right,
be right
thanks,
back.
John. Keep up the good work.
Okay. Hey, John Clark, my guest. We'll be back with more talk. Jump aboard, 800-313-9443. The war is on. Stay tuned for more. Rick Adams. We'll be right back with Uncensored Radio Free America.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on rbnlive.com.
Well, we're back now. We're back, and we will go back to the phones in a moment or so. John, you can stay with us till the bottom of the next hour, maybe?
Sure.
All right, because then we have to talk to Ted Pike about the hate crimes bill and that danger that lurks ahead as well. But it's very important people understand now, and I think they are, judging by our response here and the fact that the polls are indeed showing that a Democrat today in many of these states is on very dangerous ground if he or she neglects to begin to take a very strong stand on what is happening at the borders based on these polls. These polls are really beginning to show an enormous awakening on the part of the American public. And you wouldn't know it. I mean, you wouldn't know it to watch Brian Williams that night or Katie Couric or any of the others, has-beens and puppets on a string. But basically, it is coming across loud and clear through Lou Dobbs' show and a few others and so-called mainstream media. They're getting the word out, hey, this is part of a global union. This is part of a larger picture here to merge America, Mexico, Canada into a one-world system. And that can't happen if we have closed borders, sealed borders, and we protect the borders from illegals. George Bush wants that more than anything. He knows because he has economic, political interests with Mexico and Canada. And he knows darn right well that if he were honest today, he'd be out on his ear tomorrow. So he's allowing men like Ramos and Compeon to suffer imprisonment and in solitary confinement most of the day so that these men are humiliated. And not only they are humiliated, but those who remain in the U.S. Border Patrol who are totally demoralized by this sort of action. John, I can only imagine, and you've talked to some of them, how demoralized these people can be when their pay, first of all, is low compared to what it should be. And the fact that the drug runners, these powerful elite families in Mexico, the drug lords, can just buy off people, can buy off congressmen, can buy off senators. This is incredible what they're going through, the Border Patrol agents now.
I know. I worked with a couple of customs agents years ago to shoot a film down in Arizona, and the customs agent told me there was a U.S. senator that was going and staying down in the drug kingpin's house down in Mexico. They knew he was going down there, but they were told to dummy up. Yep. That senator went into office with very little money and left with $21 million in his bank. Bank account when he left office.
No doubt about it.
Border Patrol agents, on most part, are pretty good. But customs, they've caught a lot of customs guys making $60,000 a month from drug smugglers just waving semis through the ports.
Mm-hmm.
But these Border Patrol agents down there at night, I mean, you know, it's pretty scary down there. I've been down there at night, but I had like six Rangers with me, two customs, all armed with AR-15s, because these drug smugglers are carrying AK-47s, and they won't hesitate to shoot you. So, I mean, and see these two Border Patrol agents go through this. I mean, if people went to downtown Los Angeles and see the arrogance of these people in these May Day parades, and it's the Communist Party, you'll see in this video, Che Guevara, you'll see all these communist flags. They're using immigration to destroy this country. And the American people are waking up, thanks to you, Rick, you, Lou Dobbs, you know, and others around the country that are waking up the American people.
Amen. All right, we'll be back with Mark next on the phone lines. Hour number two coming right up, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Rick Adams and John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. Stay with us.
A message for all.